Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District and McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. We'd like to begin this week by talking about what's happening in Harrisburg this week. The House has returned to session. We're trying to get this budget done. What is the latest on the budget debate?
Well, we're back in Harrisburg. The House of Representatives and the Senate have been in session all week this week, and we know that the budget is more than 100 days late. It's way beyond time to pass a state budget. Our schools are struggling for funding. We have a situation where the counties are struggling for funding for human services. And as I said, we've been pushing to get the budget completed and get one completed that's fiscally responsible, that doesn't spend more money than what we are bringing in. And unfortunately, Governor Shapiro and the Democrats that control the House of Representatives continue to push for a budget that spends way more than what we're bringing in, a budget that would cause us to spend a significant amount of the reserves that the state has. And quite honestly, it's an irresponsible level of spending that's going to set us up for problems down the road where we would have to come back to the taxpayers and look for more revenue to balance the budget. So it's an irresponsible level of spending. I am continuing to push for a responsible state budget, one that funds the core functions of government and does not spend more than what we're bringing in. And that's what I'm hopeful that we can get that accomplished soon. Unfortunately, the situation continues to drag on. And as I said, it's beyond time to get a budget passed. This has to happen soon.
Speaking of things that also have to happen soon, you are part of a group that is trying to get this evil of Reggie out of our state. This is the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative. Talk to us about your push here against Reggie.
Well, helping the energy industry reach its full potential is a top priority, because that's one area that we can grow our economy in Pennsylvania. And unfortunately, we have policies like Reggie, that's the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, that is holding our state back. People will remember that former Governor Wolf entered us into this Reggie compact that has negatively impacted potential new energy projects in the Commonwealth. And Reggie is bad for consumers. It's bad for our economy. I strongly believe that it's unconstitutional. I don't believe Governor Wolf or now Governor Shapiro has any authority to enter us into this compact without legislative authority. Certainly, that's been argued in court. Governor Shapiro has said that he will take us out of Reggie if we agree to a state-level form of Reggie, which would take us in the wrong direction. So the Senate passed Senate Bill 186 back in February with bipartisan support that would clearly remove the state from Reggie. It's here in the House with the House Environmental and Natural Resource Protection Committee, where it's been sitting ever since. And today we filed a discharge resolution to force the bill out of that particular committee. I was glad to be one of the co-sponsors of the discharge resolution. So once again, we can get this out of committee and we can move forward with getting our state out of Reggie so that we can create a stable, predictable environment and focus on growing our energy industry in Pennsylvania.
And we'd also like to bring up that you have one more senior expo coming up here at the end of the week. Where, when, what are the details, and how can folks get a little more information?
Well, I'm looking forward to hosting our final Senior Citizen Expo of the year. It's going to be held this Friday, October 10th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Rowlett Fire Hall on 12 River Street in the village of Rowlett in Potter County. This is an event that grows every year. We're going to have state, county, and local exhibitors on hand to distribute information and answer questions about a variety of services and programs available for senior citizens. We're going to have health screenings offered, door prizes will be drawn, and certainly a free lunch will also be served. My offices in Bradford and Cowdersport will be closed on Friday, but you can reach my office in Kane at 814-837-0880 for any assistance.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another weekly update with State Representative Martin Causer.